Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes, who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth. But she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. A good summary, someone once said, about Jesus' public ministry was that he came to bring comfort to the afflicted and affliction to the comfortable. And I think that's fairly accurate, which is why the first part of this gospel makes me a bit nervous. Beware of the scribes who put on long robes, have seats of honor, and recite lengthy prayers. Makes you think a little bit. But I think we all, at different times and places in our lives, can start to think that we contribute little, if anything, to the great enterprise that is God's kingdom. That we don't have enough money to make a difference. We're not smart enough to make a difference. We're not popular enough to make a difference. We're not talented enough to make a difference. And nothing could be farther from the truth. Because all of those categories in the big picture of God's kingdom don't matter. What matters is that we have a generous heart and that we recognize that we are simply stewards of all we have, and that everything about us, including our very lives, is gift from God. And in recognizing that, we are simply asked to give back as we have received, to be generous, compassionate, loving, and merciful. And it doesn't matter who sees it, because God sees it. It doesn't matter how externally impressive it might be, because what other people think really doesn't matter. It's what God thinks. And as long as we take the gifts we've received and share them freely and recognize with gratitude that God has given them to us, everything's okay. The widow in the gospel that gave from her poverty with a generous heart, Jesus holds up as a perfect example. And it's important to remember that in this time in world culture, in the culture that Jesus lived in, a widow was pretty much on the bottom of life. Unless she had a family to care for her, she would have found it close to impossible to have her material needs met. No one would have looked out for her. no one would have paid much attention even to her. Yet in her struggle, she continued to recognize God's love in her midst and was willing to share that love back. That's really all that's asked of us. It's not about the quantity we offer. It's the quality that comes from deep within. Because God recognizes it and is happy with us when we do that. So don't ever think you don't contribute to the great enterprise of God's kingdom. As long as you act with generosity and love, you're doing all that's asked of you.